COVID's returned to the attack in Mexico, downing more than 500 flights in the country as airline staff have got infected en masse with the virus. The general population is suffering too, with more than 200,000 active cases. President López Obrador was sure he wasn't one. This was him unmasked in his Monday morning press conference.
Yes, I'll get tested later, but I think it's a flu.
It wasn't, and when he tested positive for COVID, there was criticism of a leader who some believe has taken the virus lightly from the start. But even the president's infection hasn't provoked the same interest as it did the first time he caught COVID a year ago. Levels of alarm over the virus in general have gone down, and that's probably because even though January saw the highest daily number of people infected since the virus began, a lot less people are getting seriously ill or dying. So does that mean in Mexico the war is won, the vaccines are working, and the virus is weak? As elsewhere, the experts urge caution.
Hopefully this is the epilogue of a pandemic, but we're not sure. Because if the Omicron variant came out, so can others.
In the capital, some seem to be taking that warning seriously. There were long queues at government testing booths.
I took the test to take care of my children and my family. We can't take the risk and think it's just simple flu. I must take my medication.
Queues for the vaccine also stretched out in Mexico City. Here, the majority are keen to get all the jabs they can as fast as possible. Not so in some other parts of the country, particularly the poorest states, in which the vaccine hasn't arrived at some far-flung communities, or they've simply been reluctant to get the shot. For Mexico, that could spell trouble too.
The unvaccinated are the main risk for both themselves, because they could get far more sicker, and eventually for the population, because of the possibility in this group that new strains come up.
But for now, the country's running as normal, with no new governmental restrictions, trying to ride out the latest attack of a now familiar foe. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.